Let's take some time to settle into our sitting postures. Feeling into the touch points, getting nicely grounded. Remembering what brings you here today, your intentions. Remembering too our usual aspirations for practice to open into a friendly awareness that's both curious and kind. Feeling into some nice full breaths, connecting with breathing. Letting the breath subside, be just as it is as you're ready, and anchoring there. As you listen to this poem here, that will take us into the breathing. And this is called Hoarfrost and Fog. I walk 6 blocks to the park, hoar frost and fog and 10 below 0, a full 12 inches of snow. No one believes in the mysteries anymore, but still once or twice every year this will happen. Hoar frost and fog and snow all at once. I don't often notice my breath, but here I am breathing and breathing. And here is a kid in a scarlet parka pulling a sled through the sugar bush. He knew all along this would happen. I forget. And yet once, maybe twice a year, we enter this other kingdom. We're here. And here is a woman so black and slender and thin, I think of a statue my friend brought back from Liberia. She is wading around with a camera as if she could capture this hoarfrost and fog that is softer than breath. We smile. She hesitates, then decides she will speak. She says, "Oh, in my country where I come from, we have many amazing things. But there is nothing like this. I would like if you take my picture. I fiddle with the little black box, back off, watch her smile and say, can you fit all this, everything, inside the picture? Do you think it will show? I don't know, I tell her. I'll try. My fingers are cold, the shutter is stiff, but it clicks. The fruit tree behind her is heavy with frost. The apples are withered, but red. There is fog in the background. The snow is nearly up to her knees. I breathe, and I breathe, and I breathe." And so too, can we breathe? Can we breathe with the wonder of this season, of this moment, of this breath? Can we enter this other kingdom? the magic of this season, the magic of the breath that we often don't notice. But here we are, breathing and breathing. And so feeling into body, breathing wherever it's easy and comfortable. And with that spirit of not knowing the breath and getting to know it moment to moment to moment. What can you notice about the breath? Can you notice, perhaps even name, particular qualities as they come, as they go? Feeling the breath with a don't know mind. I wonder how it is now. Say we notice tightness. Can we track that? Watch it change. Or any other experience with breathing. Thoughts and emotions will show. various other sensations, noticing them, recognizing, allowing them, and notice what happens with the breathing with them. If it helps you to deepen your curiosity about the breathing, then you might find it helpful to expand around the breath, to take in the whole body, breath and body together. If it's helpful, keeping the not knowing, the curiosity alive, whatever works. Recognizing and allowing and naming any difficulties that show as we breathe, any places of darkness that may show. some challenging experiences are persistent. We might engage in a small rain practice with them, but be sure to ground as you recognize with the label. Really allow it to be here. Investigate it through the body. And notice that it's changing. It's not always so. It's not what you think it is. All the while, that end of rain also includes to nurture, to bring compassion to any of our difficulties, any of our dark places in body, heart, and mind. And continue to ground in the breathing. Sometimes when we sit with the breathing, there are significant issues, difficulties, darkness that shows that needs a longer period of attention. Here's a little encouragement from John O'Donohue in his poem For Light. Light cannot see inside things. That is what the dark is for. Minding the interior. Nurturing the draw of growth. When we look into the heart, may our eyes have the kindness and reverence of candlelight. That the searching of our minds be equal to the oblique crevices and corners where the mystery continues to dwell. So if there is some difficulty that is really showing itself, that you might like to take a few minutes for a longer rain practice, then by all means do so in the silence. But be sure to really ground. And then take yourself through. Recognize, allow, investigate, and notice the end all the way through, nature rolling on, not always so, and to nurture. Keeping the investigation curious, go into the dark without knowing. Taking a few more moments with your rain practice, if that's what you've been doing. Knowing you can return to it at another point. And trusting the alchemy of the process. You may still be just as in the dark about the difficulty. It's okay. Can you trust? Can you have faith in the unfolding? And feeling into body sitting, anchoring there with the breathing in your chosen spot or in the whole body, whatever is easy, whatever keeps the curiosity and the kindness alive. Can we trust the unfolding of our practice? As William Blake reminds us, joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine. It is right it should be so. We were made for joy and woe. And when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. really grounding in the body, in the breathing, in these last few minutes of our breathing practice. And trusting the process. Trusting the process of our practice, as Rilke suggests, to unravel your life with its immensity and fear, so that now bounded, now immeasurable, it is alternatively stone in you and star.